First up, Australians with disabilities are concerned about the federal government's proposed changes to the NDIS, with last week's announcements spreading mixed reaction across the community. Now, the sector is seeking improved personal and community support for people with disability to remain included in all aspects of life. Australia's disability strategy outlines this as a top priority moving forward. Powered Media's Emma Myers reports.
Australians with disability with the right support can thrive and be active in the community. Paralympic athlete Kathleen O'Kelly Kennedy is part of the wheelchair basketball team called Gliders. When she watched the Paralympics in Sydney, she was determined, with the support of the community. Sam Drummond started asking her how she remembered that time in her life.
The big change for me happened when we were invited to a camp for the Limkids, or Kids with Missing Bits, that was funded by the Paul Newman Foundation. There was Melissa Carlton, Tim Matthews, Don Elgin present as well, so these Paralympians. And up until that point, I didn't really know many people with, you know, missing a leg or just with disabilities in general. So I think that camp, it was the first little, it lit a little spark, because I was watching these Paralympians. They seemed to be proud of their disabilities. I thought that was quite bizarre, to be honest. Like, I really was like, it was confronting for me how they just didn't seem bothered. They were wearing shorts. I always wore long pants. And they worked really hard as well on getting me out of my shell and the other kids there too. So I think my plan for the weekend was that I was going to stay inside the cabin and not do anything. And I was being being a typical teenager.
Like, how
I was
old were you at this stage?
Easy. I think I was 13, yeah, okay. Like maybe 12 going on 13. I was,
yeah.
And mum was just nagging me to go outside and just participate, just do something. She's like, come on. And I had all these excuses. The only way I'm going to get her off my back is if I go outside for a bit. So I just went to the pool with my brother and sister. And at the pool was this girl called, her name's Shelley Tunks. And she'd just more recently, in the last 6 months, I think, lost her leg in a train accident. And this was the first time that she was going to try and swim. Seeing her in that moment, I knew how to get in and out of a pool. I'd done that before. I'd stopped doing it because I didn't want people to see my leg, but I wanted to help her more than I was worried about that in that moment. So I just gently kind of showed her, just introduced myself, got to know her. We got in the pool and had a great time. But then we also both had these beautiful mentors that were just in the background, just doing their thing. Like, they were coming up and chatting with and stuff, but they were just role modeling that life can look different to how we were experiencing it.
This was a pivotal moment for Kathleen, highlighting just how transformative community support can be in shaping the path of a young person with a disability. That life-changing camp set her on a journey that led to being exposed to Paralympic sports at the 2000 Paralympic Games.
Wheelchair basketball, my goodness, Sam, it was like, the stadium was packed. It was electric. You know, you go back to school, life goes on, and those beautiful moments that were created at that camp, like, it's harder to obviously keep that feeling going, yeah, as you're back to being sort of feeling like the outsider again.
So in those moments where you've experienced the camp, you've experienced the Sydney Olympic Games, which for anyone around at that time, particularly those growing up, was a massive moment.
Yeah.
And also a massive moment for the Paralympic Games,
huge,
as well.
Yeah.
You go back to your community. How do you think community can best recreate that?
Well, what is magic about the Paralympic Games is that there's a lot of people without disabilities that are just frothing over it. Like, for what it is, there's a lot more people without disabilities that I think could become fans, but also as a result of that, they're going back into their communities and they're just like, why doesn't this community feel like that? And I think it is happening because it's very different to what it was like when I was a kid growing up. There's definitely changes going on.
Through the support she was given in her career as a Paralympian, Kathleen decided it was time to give back. She founded the Set No Limits charitable organisation and co-founded the Red Dust Healers program, which uses wheelchair basketball to connect First Nations young people with disability to education, sport, employment and community opportunities.
And I come from a privileged space. So that's why, you know, I'm very conscious, and it was really important to me with the Red Dust Healers and amplifying those voices of First Nations people living with disabilities, because you talk about the barriers that I face. If I were an Aboriginal person right now, 10 times more things to think about as well and work through. That when we talk about, again, as a community, leave no one behind, we're leaving a community, we're leaving some people behind right now.
Powered Media, Emma Myers, with that report. To listen to the full episode, check out Building Inclusion wherever you get your podcasts.